That's it. I got a tape of that, him and I working on that. He had this giant table in the kitchen there, in his house there, and he had a little doctor beat metronome there, and we would sit there and practice. When every time I went through there, I'd try to call him and go over there. How we doing on time? Am I hanging in there all right? Hey, did somebody's arm go over or were they swatting a mosquito? What? I'm sorry? Oh, forget about the time. Hey, can I get my buddy Jacob up here to pick? Is he still around here? He might have took off one of them golf carts. There. Hey, this is Jacob Navarro, my buddy from Washington. He's a good picker. We'd like to pick a tune or two for you here. And what I'll show you, another thing that is what I try to work on with the banjo is... we're going to have our banjo with capers. Put the caper on the banjo. That's a joke there. But anyways, it's like when you're playing with somebody, it'll help you with your ensemble playing, if you think about it. And I've talked to Pete Rowan, talks about this sometime too, but about like pressing your music up against the other person. Because like when you learn songs on your own, you kind of feel like you sort of have to recite your part and you just stand on a stump and play your part. But in reality, what you have to do when you're working on a tune with someone is you kind of got to react to what they're doing and sort of, there's like these little pushes and pulls of the time and you got to pay attention to that. So you ever played with somebody and you feel like it just doesn't ever really lock in? You ever had that experience? Like you're picking with somebody and should be right, but it's just not that together. You ever had that happen? A lot of times it's because what you want to try to figure out how to do is to mash what you're doing together. We'll demonstrate that. We've been working on this, so we'll show you how, like a way of thinking about it, I think.